on KBUR News Radio, 99.3 FM and 1490 AM from First Christian Church of Burlington, Iowa. We hope that this week's message helps you grow in your faith and share God's love.
We give thanks this day for the countless men and women who have served and bravely gone before us so that we could enjoy a free life. And so we give thanks for our veterans today. Let us go before God in prayer. Powerful and holy, loving God, as the world swirls around us, we gather under your wings of protection. As this year is unlike anything we have seen, and as we feel as though we are walking through a whirlwind, we are thankful to believe in a God who is our steadiness when we lack it for ourselves. We are thankful that no matter what is going on in the world, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are our God of stability. We thank you that we can find our footing in you, and we pray today that you would guide us in breathing you in and allowing your Holy Spirit to breathe calm and peace into us. Gracious God, today we hear Paul's words to the Thessalonians and we realize that we are so much like them. We want to have a glimpse of the future so that we might know that we are secure. We want to have security to know that tomorrow will be all right. We want to have life all planned out and settled so that there will be no surprises. We want you to take away our anxiety and worry and fear. We want all darkness and all uncertainty removed from our lives. And so this day we pray that you would become alive for us again in these quiet moments when we draw close to you. We pray that you would make us teachable, and in this moment you would again open our hearts and ourselves up to your powerful and grace-filled presence. Lead our spirits to find the ability to live one moment at a time. Lead our spirits to serenity and a peace which the world cannot give. Lead us to know that with your power we can cope with whatever surprises life presents to us. Lead us to know that we are destined for your redeeming, that you have plans not to bring harm upon us, but to give us hope and a future. Lead us to know that no matter where in life we are yours, and that you give our lives fulfillment and meaning. God, we do pray for our country, which is hurting in so many ways. As we watch this infection spread and grow, we pray that your will would be done, that your precious children would be spared, and that the numbers and rates of infection could begin to turn around and go back down. Lord, this is devastating, and it is the worst thing that many of us have ever seen in our lifetimes. Help us to do whatever we can as individuals to stop this pandemic. Help us to do the harder things to keep us safe. We continue to lift up to you the political situation we face. We pray for peace and respect to be at the heart of all the goings on. Bless all of our leaders, O God. We lift up those in our church family who are sick, those in the hospital or care centers. We lift up to you all those on our prayer lists with family challenges, financial concerns, and all of the hardships of life that affect all of us at some point or another. We know that in you we can find hope, and so we pray for your hope and strength to be in the hearts of all who are needing love. We pray that you would guide those in need of your leadership and bless the health and well-being of all. We lift all of our own concerns to you in the name of your Son, our Savior, who we know takes our burdens upon himself and blesses us with unearned forgiveness and grace. We pray together, lifting up the prayer that he taught his disciples, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today, we turn in God's Word to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. Now, concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has destined us, not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing. Thanks be to God for God's good word.
The scripture reading that we just heard is like a bright, shining, blinding light that comes at us in the middle of the night. You know that feeling of waking up in the middle of the night with the whole house being quiet and dark. Everybody else in the house is fast asleep. And instead of turning on a soft little light that is easy on your eyes as you stumble out of bed to go find a drink of water in the kitchen, instead of turning on something that is so easy for you in your slumber, you accidentally hit the bright overhead light. And it is blinding. You can hardly see a thing. It is so bright. It is startling. It is awful. And even though it is as bright as day there in your kitchen, you are running into things left and right, front and center, all over the place, all because you can hardly open your eyes. It is so bright. We all know this feeling. It is an awful feeling. Well, it's like that. We just heard the scripture reading today. It is like a flashing light coming at us in a dark room. It is startling and it is loud, this passage. For the apostle Paul says, we heard him, keep awake, watch out, be sober, he says. You can almost see him writing in all caps, like yelling these days as he's writing to us. Keep awake, he yells. You better watch out, he says, because the Lord will come to you like a thief in the night. Just reading this, just hearing what Paul has to say, puts us on pins and needles. It makes our shoulders rise up to our ears. Our neck tenses up. Paul says, be ready at all times. Stand guard, he yells. Make sure that you are prepared at all times, in all circumstances. Never letting our attention falter and our mind slip. The scene that Paul is describing is just like whenever we're trying to sell our house. Like if you've decided to move from one house to another and you found a new place that's just going to be just the right house for you for to meet all of your needs before you go to the new house, you first, of course, must sell the old place. And so before you can put it on the market, you have to make sure that everything is set and ready. Not only do you have to wrap up all those projects that you've been leaving half done for years and decades, not only do you have to make sure that the house is safe and secure and the roof doesn't leak and all those things, but you have to make sure that the house looks good for all the pictures to be taken. So if someone is scrolling in the newspaper or looking online, they may think, I want to look and buy your house. And so we know what it's like. All the socks have to be picked up. The dishes have to actually be done, not just like stuck in the dishwasher or put up on the cabinet. They have to be clean and put away properly. All the closets have to be arranged. The beds have to be made. There can't be a speck of dust anywhere. You have to make your house look like it would look like it was from a magazine. You stage it just so. And even more than just staging it just so, we know that once it gets set, we have to live in that state. Nothing can be left out. No dirty clothes left there on the bathroom floor. No like specks of toothpaste hanging around like the bathroom sink. If you are selling the house, it's not just getting it ready for the pictures, but everything has to be ready at all times. Because we never know. We never know if the realtor may call and say, can I come by in 20 minutes and show your house? If you aren't ready by then, in those 20 minutes, then it's too late. You won't be ready for your house to look the best. You want to look like you're in a magazine, like you're Instagram, Facebook famous. You have to be alert and be ready at all times. And it's like that from the Apostle Paul today. He's coming at us with these flashing lights, coming at us in all caps, telling us to live the staged, no dirty dishes, always on the ready kind of life. In fact, this passage picks up exactly where we left off last Sunday. If you worshiped with us online last Sunday morning, then you heard that we heard about the Apostle Paul talking to the folks in Thessalonica who were very worried about the second coming of Jesus Christ because it had not happened yet. They heard the message from Peter and from Paul and even from Jesus himself, that Jesus said once he ascended back into heaven, he would come right back down on the earth. And they took him whenever he said to bet he'll be right back. They took him at his word that he would in fact be right back. But he hadn't come back yet. And he still hasn't come back yet. And so we heard the word last week when some of the people in the church were getting worried about their loved ones starting to die. They were worried if they would ever see them ever again whenever we all get to heaven. And so Paul gave them the word that we heard. That when Christ comes again, the dead in him will rise, and those who are left upon this earth will all be reunited back in the heavenly places with God. We heard that good news last week, and so today we get a continuation of that good word and challenge. That whenever Christ comes back and we find ourselves at home in the midst of God's love, Paul says today we have to be ready. Get ready. Straighten up your house. Straighten up your life. Put away the socks. Do the dishes. Take out the trash. Make sure everything is supposed to be the way it is, Paul says. Keep alert. He yells in all caps. But the thing about what Paul is saying, the thing about all these bright lights from this message is that it can be distracting from what Paul is really trying to get at today. Like so much of life these days, there are so many distractions, so much noise, so many people talking and shouting all at the same time. It is hard to keep focused on what is really important in life. It is hard to keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus, keeping our eyes upon the prize. And so when we hear this message from Paul about staying alert and staying sober and waking up, if all we hear is that him yelling at us, we miss the point of what he's really trying to say. Because notice now, did you hear what Paul said at the beginning of chapter 5, verse 1? He says, though it will come like a thief in the night, he says, you don't have to have anything written for you. You don't need any other further instructions because, he says, you already know. You already know for yourselves who God is and how very good God is. You know that you are children of the light and following in the ways of Christ, and you're not being tempted by those ways that are not God. You already know where the Spirit is moving, Paul says. You are already there and on the journey. You see, this is good news for us, because what it is for us is a simple reminder that the Spirit has already given us everything we need to follow. In Jesus Christ, we already have everything we need to find faith and stay alive in the Spirit. You see, this is good news, especially in these days when our world is very good at telling us all the things that we're not. I mean, we've all heard all the ways that we should be better. We could be thinner or better looking or smarter or better in school or loved by more people, have more money or a bigger house. We have all leaned into that noise and we've bought it about how we're never good enough, we think, even when it comes to faith. We know people in our lives who seem to be able to quote the Bible offhand like they're reading an owner's manual. Some people seem to pray all the time. Their faith just seems to ooze from them, and like they never get worried. They're always floating along, easy as can be in life. We see them in their faith, and we look at ours, and we think, we don't measure up. We can't quote enough scripture. We don't pray enough as they do. We get blinded by those lights that we are never enough, that God doesn't love us the same. We buy into that. But we miss the point of what Paul's saying here and now. Paul says, if we're in Christ, we're already there. We don't have to have anything else written for us. We know already very well. If we seek God and seek to follow Him and trust that Christ will guide us and strengthen us, we're already there. That though we may find ourselves walking in a deep, dark valley, all we have to do is open the door a little bit, and we know the light will come streaming in. And so is the message from Paul for us today, to keep on building each other up, encouraging each other, knowing that none of us are perfect, none of us have our faith down, but we're simply on the road together. That God has set us on this course to be found in His love, that we are already on the way in Jesus Christ. Even with our dirty dishes and our unkept room and our dust bunnies and our messy lives, join the club, right? We're all there together. But we simply belong to a family of faith, of people trying their best to live their lives in Jesus Christ by staying alert and staying ready and finding Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.
As part of our journey, we gather around this table. As part of our story, we remember. We gather here each and every time we worship to remember a part of our faith journey so important. We repeat it. We remember. We give thanks for it all the time. So we gather together to remember our Savior, Jesus Christ, had gathered with His disciples shortly before He was betrayed and killed. They celebrated the Passover dinner together. And during dinner, He took a loaf of bread. He blessed it and He broke it. He passed among them and said, "Take and eat. This is my body broken for you." He also took a cup which was filled with wine. He passed it among them and He said, "Drink of this, all of you, for this is my blood poured out for you and for the forgiveness of sins. Drink of this in remembrance of me." It is for these gifts of bread and cup, of body and of blood, that we now lift up our prayers of thanksgiving.
Heavenly Father, we ask for Your healing touch during these uncertain times. You lift us up, sustaining us with Your presence daily. This table reminds us of Your love and sacrifice for us. The bread, Your body broken, and the cup, Your shed blood. As we partake of this meal, renew our commitment to be drawn closer to You and live as true disciples. Amen.
Can hold my hand when you need to let go. I can be your mountain when you're feeling valley low. I can be a street light showing you the way home. You can hold my hand when you need to let go. Table. just hate on the world. But we're young and able, and bring us back together when the day's done. If we want a garden, we're gonna have to sow the seeds. Plant a little happiness, let the roots run deep. If it's love that we give, then it's love that we reap. If we want a garden, we're gonna have to sow the seed. Yeah, I want a house with a crowded table and a place by the fire for everyone. Let us take all the world while we're young and able, and bring us back together when the day's done. The door is always open, your picture's on my wall. Everyone's a little broken, and everyone belongs. Yeah, everyone belongs. Want a house with a crowded table and a place by the fire for everyone. Let us take on the world while we're young and able, and bring us back together when the day is done. And bring us back together when the day.
Thanks so much for joining us for worship today. We hope that worship has filled your spirit and renewed you for your journey of faith. If during these days, if during this week and our service today, you felt the presence of Christ moving and alive in your life, and you've never made before a public confession of faith that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, we hope that you will reach out to us today or throughout this week so we can pray with you and help you in your own journey of faith. Along with us, if you'd like to make First Christian Church officially your church home, that this is a place where you'll grow in faith and learn to share God's love, we hope that you will reach out to us as well so that we can make you officially a part of our church family. Here in these pandemic days, we continue to live out our vision and mission of a church, and so we know that our tithes and offerings, the gifts and resources that we give together, help to make our mission possible and help to share the good news of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to offer your own tithes and offerings, you can mail something to our church here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. You can also go to our church website at burlingtondoc.org, and you can give your gift online there. We know that all of our gifts, big and small, all of our gifts together make the ministries of our church possible. And so thanks be to God. Let's sing our last song together. Let's go now in peace to serve Christ, and Christ be with us in all that we do. Go in peace. Amen.